Students, teachers, volunteers, and donors were on hand for the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new Ruth and Harold D. Urist Center for Education at New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art. The massive public space now includes a renovated library, lecture halls, classrooms, and the museum's first-ever art study room designed for teaching while using original works of art. Ken Leidecker, the Associate Director for Education at the museum, says each year the Met presents 20,000 educational programs and events. He says the new facility is a welcoming place for students, teachers, and the general public to learn about art.
In the course of a normal day, the Urist Center will see school groups coming to the museum and getting organized for a visit to the collection. It will see teachers who are coming to the museum for a teacher workshop on a particular part of the collection. We'll have high school students who are coming for after-school programs. We'll have students and teachers and members of the public.
Among the first to experience the new space was Michelle Curlin. She teaches art to pre-kindergarten and primary school students at a New York City public school. She brought her 15-member art club to explore the new facility.
We just love to allow a lot of different artwork, Greek, Roman, and two modern paintings. And actually we're tying it into some of the lessons that we're doing in the classroom, in the art room. And it was also nice to hear them, all the things that I've been teaching them for the last few years, them repeating in their vocabulary.
The Education Center's expansion comes at a time when many U.S. public schools are cutting back on their art programs. The current federal education law, known as No Child Left Behind, calls on schools to significantly increase class time on math and reading, often at the expense of other subjects, like art. But supporters of art education say this is a mistake. They point to recent studies, like one conducted last year by the Guggenheim Museum, which finds that students who study art are better students overall. The Guggenheim study found that school-aged children, whose curriculum includes art, perform better in six categories of literacy and critical thinking than those with no art study at all. Faith Hutchinson helped develop some of the new educational tools at the Met, and she says she believes all areas of academics are augmented by the study of art. She also says using computer programs to help teach children about shapes and colors will help keep their art education timely.
Children enjoy video games so much these days, and they're raised practically using a mouse on the computer. We figure that this is a good way to advance their knowledge of art as well.
7-year-old Luca Wilson made his first trip to the new center with his grandmother. He was an instant fan of the new computer technology that allows him to color and draw.
I'm making a little mountain. I'm thinking the shapes, I'm just attaching them together.
The Metropolitan Museum says it sees art education as one of its most essential public roles. Its 20,000 art programs every year also include lectures, tours, and traditional pen-to-paper exercises. Victoria Cavalier, VOA News, New York.